What are you doing? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Donald
Trump.
And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald
Trump.
Says.
And President Xi was enjoying it.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space been hurt.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
So what happens is, I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you headed to Syria.
Yes.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald
Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
why would I call China a currency manipulator?
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
I did what was an almost impossible thing to do for a Republican. Easily won the Electoral College. Now tax returns are brought up again.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Thank you all for being here.
It's me, Donald J. Trump. In case you're wondering, the J stands for genius.
Whoa, who's this? Another bangable daughter?
I have the same policy on women as I do the Chinese, which is that China is our enemy.
We had a fabulous nuclear war. It was fabulous.
You did sign a prenuptial agreement.
Tiny little baby Marco Rubio.
This I can tell you.
Wow.
It is huge.
Siri, where did Ben Franklin hide his secret gold?
Fine. I'll eat the poor people food, but I'm not using the spork.
Seth Meyers is a loser.
You shove Ryan's head in the toilet. I'll stand by the bathroom door and yell for everyone to come watch.
Everything is great. Then after you hire them, they turn out to be morons.
You're fired.
The huge idea. Big league.
I'm looking out for number one, baby.
It's real. Look. Could I do this if it wasn't real?
Quack, 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 quack.
So something like that. Out of his mouth. Small.
No, media supported me, and I did it on my own.
Yeah, the reason I tell women they're ugly is because I'm so good looking.
It's going to be great, believe me.
I will build a wall between the United States and Iran and make Mexico pay for it.
I will build a wall around politics, and I will make politics pay for it.
I want a sensational wall. A fabulous wall.
Superb.
Vladimir, hi, it's Donald.
I will make America great again.
You're all losers.
Oh, hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
This weekend, protesters from coast to coast called on President Trump to release his tax returns.
We want his tax returns.
He says he can't release them because he's under audit, but tax experts say that shouldn't matter. This was President-elect Trump in January.
You know, the only one that cares about my tax returns are the reporters, okay? They're the only ones.
But in February, a CBS News poll found 56% think it's necessary for him to release his tax returns. 43% said it's not. He's the only president not to release them in more than 40 years. Before taking office, Mr. Trump often criticized President Obama for being too secretive. In 2012, he tweeted, "He is the least transparent president ever, and he ran on transparency." But on Friday, the White House said its visitor logs will no longer be made public, a practice begun by President Obama.
Let's start what we have come to do. One, two, three.
When you were with the president of China, you're launching these military strikes.
Yeah.
Was that planned? How did that come about that it's happening right then? Because right there you're saying, a reminder. Here's who the superpower in the world is.
You have no idea how many people want to know the answer to this. I have watched speculation on 3 days now on what that was like.
When did you?
You'll be surprised. I'll tell you.
Before dessert?
I mean, I will tell you. Only because you've treated me so good for so long, I have to tell you, right? I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? And we made a determination to do it. So the missiles were on their way. And I said, Mr. President, let me explain something to you. This is during dessert. We've just fired 59 missiles, all of which hit, by the way. Unbelievable from, you know, hundreds of miles away. All of which hit. Amazing.
Unmanned. Brilliant.
It's so incredible. It's brilliant. It's genius. Our technology, our equipment is better than anybody. Body by a factor of five. I mean, what we have in terms of technology, nobody can even come close to competing. Oh, we're going to start getting it. Because, you know, the military's been cut back and depleted so badly by the past administration. And by the war in Iraq, which was such a disaster. So what happens is, I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
You're headed to Syria?
Yes, heading toward Syria. Yeah. And I want you to know that. Because I didn't want him to go home. We'd almost finished. It was a full day in Palm Beach. We'd almost finished. And I, what does he do? To finish his dessert and go home. And then they say, you know, the guy you just had dinner with just attacked.
How did he react?
So he paused for 10 seconds. And then he asked the interpreter to please say it again. I didn't think that was a good sign.
Yeah.
And he said to me, anybody that uses gases, you could almost say, or anything else, but anybody that was so brutal and uses gases, to do that to young children and babies. It's okay. He was okay with it. He was okay.
You look, we didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
Mass chemical extermination was kind of Hitler's thing.
I just want to give you an opportunity to clarify something you said that seems to be gaining some traction right now. Quote, Hitler didn't even sink to the level of using chemical weapons. What did you mean by that?
I think when you come to sarin gas, there was no, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that a shot is doing. I mean, there was clearly, I understand your point. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was not... In the he brought him into the to the Holocaust Center. I understand that. Holocaust Center.
Oh, make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on the ledges, and they got a lot of great distant cheers.
Holocaust Center.
We gotta make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on all those letters. We gotta rock and non-stop tonight.
Holocaust Center.
Make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the letters.
Holocaust Center, which sounds like the home arena for an alt-right hockey team.
Won't stop until we see secretaries smile. We gotta see some office boys there jumping for joy. Tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down a while. You know, that's the only way that
Holocaust Center
is ever gonna get better.
Pfizer then put out a printed statement reading, in no way was I trying to lessen the horrendous nature of the Holocaust.
Holocaust Center.
Make the secretaries feel better.
However, I was trying to draw a contrast of the tactic of using airplanes to drop chemical weapons on innocent people. The problem there is, that could imply the victims of the Holocaust were not innocent people. Hence, Spicer's hastily released second statement, changing innocent people to population centers, then a third statement with an extra line saying, any attack on innocent people is reprehensible and inexcusable. And then a final statement which read, in its entirety, hello, I can't stop making statements, I don't want to make any more statements. Can anybody hear me? Hitler, 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 Sean.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here. Go. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, shut up. Shut up. Don't push me. I'm sweating my Easter eggs off in this thing. Everybody, shut up. So I can apologize. Yes, you all got your wish this week, didn't you, huh? Spicy finally made a mistake. As we all know, President Trump recently bombed Syria while eating the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake America has ever laid eyes on. That's a fact, okay? People love that look on that cake. Now, in defending the president's decision, I said that unlike Syrian leader, the leader of, what is his stupid name? I got Bazooka Felicia Ahmad Rashad. At least Hitler never used chemical weapons, and everybody freaked, okay? They were all like, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, what about the Holocaust centers? And yeah, I know they're not really called Holocaust centers, duh. I know that, I'm aware. I clearly meant to say concentration clubs, okay? Let it drop. It would be really great if the nitpickers could try to see the big picture and didn't solely focus on every little slur and lie I say. That'd be nice. And P.S. Now, I am particularly sorry this happened the same week as Passover, or AKA Jewish Easter. So that's about wraps it up for me. Happy Easter, everybody. Oh, and by the way, the president's probably gonna bomb North Korea tonight. Okay, Spicy's gotta hippity hop and deliver these eggs. And everybody, just eat as much candy as you want, because this is probably our last Easter on Earth.
The White House didn't forget the true meaning of Easter, and that is the miraculous resurrection of Kellyanne Conway.
We're going to talk about the Easter egg roll and meet her family in just a few seconds, but I wanted to talk to you about some of the news of the day. We'll start with North Korea. So Kim Jong-un launches this missile yesterday. 5 seconds later, it explodes. What was the president's reaction?
So I think the vice president reacted as well. He's, of course, in Seoul, South Korea. He made very clear that the administration would like to go through peaceful means, but between the airstrikes in Syria and Afghanistan.
The president posing with the Easter bunny, but on the rope line at the annual Easter egg roll, new questions about North Korea.
Some of these new North Korean missiles might actually be able to reach the United States. And it's not like the U.S. can just go in and bomb North Korea, both because North Korea would then destroy South Korea with their missiles, and because the way Russia protects Assad, China protects North Korea even more.
North Korean state media saying a nuclear strike is possible if provoked by what it calls U.S. aggression. President Trump had some tough talk of his own today on Twitter, tweeting this: North Korea is looking for trouble. If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them. USA.
Kim Jong-un on hand to watch the celebration with this massive military parade.
We saw North Korea's full arsenal on display. There were Scud missiles. There were submarine-launched ballistic missiles. There were land-based missiles that can be launched from a mobile launcher. And at the very end, we saw North Korean intercontinental ballistic missiles.
위대한 김일성 동지와 김정은 동지께서 펼쳐주신 자주의 길.
The president said that we have an armada going towards the peninsula. That's a fact. It happened. It is happening, rather. The statement that was put out was that the Carl Vinson group was headed to the Korean Peninsula. It is headed to the Korean Peninsula.
It's headed there now. It wasn't headed there.
Sure,
last
no,
week.
But that's not what we ever said. We said that it was heading there, and it was heading there. It is heading there.
We are so proud of our military, and it was another successful event.
Did you authorize it, sir?
Everybody knows exactly what happened, so. And what I do is I authorize my military. We have the greatest military in the world, and they've done a job as usual. So we have given them total authorization.
That was a yes or no question to which you vomited 38 words, none of which were yes or no, although, to be fair, none of them were Holocaust Center either. So I guess we should be at least partially relieved.
Dear comrades, we are on the brink of war. Trump has increased aggressions against our glorious peoples, but we are ready. Behold our glorious show of force. And finally, our glorious missile systems. Soon, we will drop our rain of death directly on your doorstep.
On Russian state TV, a Putin ally saying, quote, Trump is more impulsive and unpredictable than Kim Jong-un.
It's not going to win the war, but it certainly sends a message. The message has to be, we're coming for you. You know, I had a bully in high school, a guy named Richie. You never knew what Richie was going to do. Richie had he'd have a temper. Sometimes he'd want to kill you, and sometimes he'd let you go. I like that they think that Donald Trump is like Richie from my high school. I want the bad guys to think that he could do anything to them at any moment, and I think that that has a positive impact.
I don't want to telegraph what I'm doing or what I'm thinking. I'm not like other administrations where they say we're going to do this in 4 weeks and that doesn't work that way.
So the danger is, of course, people see this as a bluff, and great powers can't bluff.
As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice. Thank you.
After repeatedly calling NATO obsolete on the campaign trail.
NATO, in my opinion, is obsolete.
Now, Mr. Trump changing his tone.
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
And that's just the beginning. He also U-turned on calling China a currency manipulator, replacing Fed Chair Janet Yellen and his criticisms of the Export-Import Bank. For instance, his long-standing belief that North Korea could easily be taken care of by China apparently changed moments after he brought it up to Xi Jinping.
Mr. Xi then explained the history of China and Korea, Mr. Trump said. After listening for 10 minutes, he said, I realize it's not so easy.
I thought maybe we'd be going to war with Korea. China is now no longer a currency manipulator. Russia is no longer our friend. Assad is now bad. NATO is good.
Every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be. Every instinct I have in every aspect of life, be it something to wear, something to eat, it's all been wrong. I want the complete opposite of tuna on toast. Chicken salad on rye. Untoasted with a side of potato salad and a cup of tea.
Well, there's no telling what can happen from this.
Because if what he said before was bad, and now he's saying the opposite, isn't he therefore good?
No. What it means is he's endlessly flexible, but it also means he's easily manipulated. It means whoever's in the last person in the room can get him to go from China's a currency manipulator to China's not a currency manipulator, from Russia's great and Vladimir Putin's our buddy to they are now our adversary.
The president seems to change his mind based on any information that is new to him, which seems to be almost any information.
There's something about that that's really, really unsettling. Because you just wonder, well, who's going to be the person in the room? Who's going to be the person that flips him in any given moment?
The vice president is mad at the national security advisor. The secretary of state is miffed after coming out on the losing end of a White House power play. And accounts of the inner workings of the Trump West Wing often sound like a mix of House of Cards and Game of Thrones.
I did warn you not to trust me.
The king is there, and the king just has impulses. And then there's advisors who come in who have actual views. And if they get close enough to the king, then they can get the king to have their view as well. And you get that feeling, particularly the way that all the sort of palace intrigue is covered, that, you know, who has his ear can get the guy to essentially agree to anything.
Who do you trust over there?
No one.
But the world is probably going to end with Sean Spicer coming out saying...
Thanks to
musicians,
chemist,
the modern lovers, camper, van, Beethoven, Spike, Jones,
a
golden earring,
and thanks to
Peter Serafinovich, and
deluxe
for those two
segments,
and too many others.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.